on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter pat?
See, there it again. Just direct your feet. Direct
your feet
is your step.
Like your mama.
Cold feet.
Can be so
what is
sweet.
It? What is that, duck confit?
Duck confit. Duck confit is crispy. It's really good. I'm surprised Mr. Londoff has never brought us a warm, covered platter of fresh duck confit. The many ducks as he says he shoots.
Harvested.
This rover.
That's right.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
I don't like that voice you use, Lauren.
Wow.
That's one of the voices she does. I don't care for.
I'll be rich.
Walter Matthau. What a great character.
Oh, man. He was the best.
What a face.
At my feet.
Rubber face.
On the sunny
on a funny side of the street. Yeah, he just had a... And one of those faces. Some people just have the face that I think a director or a producer spots and goes, that face, if that guy can act at all... I want Ernest Borgnine. I mean,
oh, yeah.
It's like they're wearing masks.
Like that mask you had on yesterday in your picture.
Yeah, like the one where you made the funny joke where you said, what mask? That's really funny.
I wasn't the only one. It's everybody on the Facebook page.
A lot of people who aren't that funny. good afternoon and welcome to the first day of November. And this, not one trick-or-treater last night. The streak continues, and you know what? It's okay with me. In the woods, it wouldn't make sense. First of all, kids, if they walked where I am from house to house, they would walk. Well, my road's right at 2 miles, like 1.8 miles long, and if you walk that road, you'd hit, I think, 7 houses in a mile. So,
yeah.
You know, not a good
not
idea. Yeah. Not a good idea.
I thought today is, what is today, All Saints Day or All...
Yeah, no it's idea. All Saints Day.
But nephew is in off school today, and he goes to a Catholic school, and I was surprised by that.
He isn't off or he is off?
He's not off.
I've never heard of kids being off the day after Halloween.
No, for All Saints Day, there are some kids that are off.
I think you should, after Halloween, you should have a day off school
to get over your stomach ache.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you work on, where do you go with that, Jeff City or somewhere? Start in Missouri, make it a state thing, and maybe the other states will catch up. Good luck with that.
Pay off some lobbyists.
Yeah, good luck with that. I think kids should get the day off after Thanksgiving. Yeah. See how well you do with that. Do we have any Burke segment material?
I do.
Oh, Dan, go ahead.
Look at there, jumping right at it, out of the box, Dan Strauss and his trouser mouse. Dan, what do you have?
Found out today that Jennifer Lopez, and we all know who she is.
Yep.
She's not an Idol judge anymore, right? She's not... No,
I don't watch it.
Yeah, okay. So Jennifer Lopez has a nipple tweaker. This is a person.
What?
Ooh. A nipple tweaker.
Right, like a personal assistant?
Yes. Well, she goes on right before she goes on stage. This guy
tweaks
her nipples to make them erect.
Well,
so
hold on. Wait just a minute.
Serious?
Yeah.
Where did you get this information?
It's online. You look up Jennifer Lopez, it's online. It says Jennifer Lopez has a nipple tweaker.
How do you get that job?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's probably a gay guy, though, I would assume.
Oh, or a smart guy pretending to be gay.
Yeah.
Miss Lopez, you don't have to worry about me. I couldn't care less about those.
Here's a picture of him right here.
Okay,
he's
but that's
grabbing
not a,
the...
That's not a permanent... In other words, how long does that effect last? If you do that before she goes out on stage, what does that last? Like 10 minutes or 5 minutes?
I don't know.
Maybe they need to be retweaked.
Yeah.
Every time she the lights go down between songs, tweak, tweak, tweak.
When you have like a little refrigerator back there or something, she could just stick them in a little refrigerator.
Why can't she do it herself?
I know.
Yeah, you would think that would
Why
be
do you have
maybe.
To have a person to do that?
Oh, well, wow.
You know what it is, though?
Yeah.
You know what it is? Maybe it's... I gotta be careful here. Maybe it's like when you do other things to yourself, it doesn't feel quite as good. It was not as exciting as if somebody else does it. You know, it's like a different hand, you know, is... So maybe it's the same thing. I'm not a woman, but maybe women would know if someone else tweaks them, they're more apt to... You know, than if you did them. Yeah, if you did them yourself.
It says she has it done before photo shoots, so they're standing out, I guess.
All right, so let's let's address the issue that some women have with sexual exploitation. Here's an example of a woman wanting to be a sex object, wanting to be sexually exploited, wanting to be objectified because she deliberately accentuates a couple of things that make men go crazy. She does it. So, you know, some women want to be objectified. They want to be sex objects.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Way to go, Jennifer. Right.
I would love to find out this guy. Is it a man?
Yeah. I see in the picture it's a man.
His salary.
Yeah.
How he gets paid. Maybe you know what? Maybe he pays her.
Boyfriend.
I'm sure that isn't his only duty. I'm sure he's an assistant or something, and that's just one of his jobs.
Yeah, he probably has to do other things, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't. No, I can't.
Who cares?
There's another area he might have to work on.
Who cares?
Yeah, who does care? Who cares? So, and by the way, no matter what else you have to do, you don't even care if you get to do that. The other, who cares about the other?
Yeah.
Sure, I'll lug that big, heavy trunk full of shoes up the stairs. But don't forget, I get to tweak them, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else?
No.
I have one quick thing.
Here's Eon the Peon, everybody.
Thank you very much. I was driving down Page to Westport the other
day. Good story.
Oh, thank you.
How long he's finished.
And I saw the sign for a place of business, and I think this was all in the same building. And it looks like they cover a lot of different areas. The sign said they do hail damage, insurance checks, and insurance and checks cashed, all in the same place. It just seemed like an odd combination.
What do they do again?
They take care of hail damage, they sell insurance, and they cash checks. All in the same place.
Wow.
Yeah.
All they need now is ammo, gun, ammunition.
Oh, that's
check cashing, ammo, and hail damage.
Yeah. There was the place over in St. Charles. I don't know if it's still there, but the name of the establishment was Beer, Bait, and Bullets.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You got guys fishing. They need some beer, some baits, some bullets. We're going to fish a little and target practice a little. Maybe hunt and fishing on the same weekend.
But that was an more odd sense deal. Yeah, damage insurance.
It is another odd.
That was all
I'll tell you another odd combination is the programming on this station.
What?
Yeah, we got some stuff. We got some stuff on the weekend. That I got to tell you something. I can't even believe that it would be on any radio station, much less ours. That's all I'm going to say. You listen to it and figure it out for yourself. That's it. Burke segment is officially closed. My wife went to a Red Box or Blue Box or something, and she grabbed a couple of movies last night, because last night was a slow TV night. It was just nonstop coverage. And after a while, you get kind of depressed looking at this storm damage stuff. So she found a place to get a couple of movies, and we watched two movies last night. And I'm gonna tell you what they were, and one of them I'm gonna highly recommend. I'd never heard of it, and it's one of those movies that, for the life of me, I don't know why it's not gonna be up for an Academy Award. It was so good, and the other was the complete opposite. One of the worst things I've ever seen. Start with the worst one. It's called Shame. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
No.
Well, and you probably never will. It's like an art film kind of thing. Maybe one of the worst things I've ever seen. That's all I'll say. If you see it, avoid it. Shame. It's just bad. All right, here's the good one. Machine Gun Preacher. You ever heard of
it? Oh, I'd heard that, but yeah, I didn't really see a lot about
it. It's a true story. It's the story of Sam Childers. Sam Childers, played by Gerard Butler, and I like Gerard Butler. Sam Childers is an ex-convict. He's a guy who went to prison, got out of prison, and initially was going to continue with his bad boy ways, hanging out with the wrong crowd. And when he got out of prison, his wife had found the Lord, and she'd become religious and was going to church, and he scoffed at that and didn't want any part of it. And then when he finds himself like just at the bottom of the gutter, I mean, to the point of knowing it any minute, if he doesn't change his ways, he's going to go back to prison. He decides to go to church with her, and he finds religion. And It's an amazing, amazing story of a guy who, and a true story, this Sam Childers, who about as low as you can get is to be in a like a $1,500 trailer in a horrible trailer park, and then a storm hits it. You're getting jobs as you can, construction job here and there, and then a big storm hits. Kind of like when we got the Joplin thing, and a lot of people were put to work, construction. So he was pretty good at construction. And he, now that he has changed his ways and cleans up, he wants honest work. So he goes from getting a job and a check where he can. He gives blood to raise money because he's got a daughter. And then all of a sudden the storm hits. And there's a general contractor that comes by his house and says, you ready? Can you take on a lot of work? He said, you bet. And there's so much work that he buys a truck, has a sign put on the side of it, and he goes into business for himself as a builder and a construction guy, and he has a, and all of a sudden you go from, he's a guy in prison to a guy who's in the gutter to a guy who has his own construction business, gets a nicer house. And then he sees at church one night, he actually hears a guy speak who'd been over to Sudan in Africa, and he's telling the story of the plight of these people. And this is what's so amazing about people like this, and how, you know, sometimes I wish I would be more like a guy like this. He tells his wife, I have to go there. I'm a builder. I can help these people. I can teach them things. We can build. And he does. He goes over to Africa. And the rest of the story is so unbelievable. And when you know it's a true story. And then, of course, at the end, I like when they, as the credits roll, they show you the pictures of the real Sam Childers and a little video interview with him. And then they show footage of him over in Africa. What an incredible guy. And he's called the machine gun preacher because you get over there in that part of the world. Where, and you've seen the footage on the news, we see it every day, where kids are holding AK-47s and these groups of I don't even know what to call
militants
them.
Militants or something.
Yeah, these militant groups, and people that, and you don't even know why they're killing hundreds of people. I kept watching, asked my wife, I said, why are they killing these people for? They haven't done anything to them, they have no oil, what are they doing? And I don't know the answer to that, but it's just these monsters, and he literally... He builds a church in the United States, and all his old motorcycle gang and ex-convict buddies very gradually start coming to his church, and they were supposed to get a preacher. The preacher never showed. He just got up and starts talking, telling his story, and he literally becomes the preacher. And then he goes and builds an orphanage, and he builds a church in Africa, and he's called the white preacher and the machine gun preacher because he literally has to take up a machine gun on more than one occasion and kill these militants to defend these orphan kids and these people that he's working with. It's unbelievable. No, I just don't understand how some movies that are crap can get all these accolades. And I know it has to do with distribution and promotion and
budget.
There was an interview with Gerard Butler, and he even said that one of the great disappointments of his career was this movie. Not that it wasn't good, but that most people don't even know it exists, that it really should have gotten more attention. So Machine Gun Preacher, I don't think you'll be disappointed. If you don't like the F word, then you can't watch it, but the guy is an ex-convict. It's very realistic, and the people he hangs with till he changes his life are those people. So it's a very believable, realistic portrayal of what that guy's life would be, Machine Gun Preacher. Now, we're going to take a break, and then after we come back, here's what I'd like to do. There's a very disturbing story. It's been out the last couple of days. This college coach up in Minnesota, Todd Hoffner, this guy is fighting for his reputation and his job all because he took his cell phone to have some work done on it, and some idiot... that worked on the cell phone, saw some pictures that he had taken of his own children. His children were 9, 8, and 5. And they were naked. And they were, I'm telling you now, and if you're a parent and you have never done this, then I think you are in the minority. We have all taken cute pictures of our kids in a bubble bath or running around with the hose in the yard naked. Yeah. There's nothing about them that's child pornography. This poor guy is fighting for his reputation and for his career because that technician notifies the authorities. They get a warrant. They come into this coach's house. They find nothing, by the way. He has no criminal past. He is rock solid in terms of reputation and integrity. But over two or three pictures of his kids playing without any clothes on, some stinking prosecutor is trying to label him as a guy who was in possession of child pornography. It is such a disturbing story. And if there's anything that I could do, if I lived near this guy, I would help this guy fight his fight based on what I've read. Now, what I thought was really disgusting was in the questioning, and they questioned him for like an hour. They took him in. They arrested him. Came to his house and arrested this guy. All right, they take him in, Coach Hoffner, and one of the things that Michael Hansen, the county attorney, asked him in questioning was, Mr. Hoffner, are you and your wife comfortable with your children being naked inside your home?
What?
What?
Comfortable.
Are you and your wife comfortable with your children being naked in your home? How can you have children and have them not be naked in the house? What a stupid, stupid question.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, this is a weird case. There's a big article in USA Today, in today's edition. There was one video also where you see the little girl who's five, and you hear a voice, I guess it's him or his wife, saying, "Want to go potty?" And they follow her in to the bathroom. Now, whoever these holier-than-thou officials are judgmental people, they've decided now that the potty video is not child pornography. So that they've eliminated that one. Let me tell you something. I have a video of my daughter when she was about two, and I open the bathroom door, and I'm holding a video camera, and I open the door and surprise her, and there she is sitting on the pot, and her little pants are down around her ankles, and I said, "Hey," I said, "What are you doing?" She said, "Pooping." And I said, "Is everything okay?" She said, "Yep." And I said, "All right, you need any help, let us know." "Okay. Close the door, Dad." And it's just cute. It's just cute. I have a picture of my two sons. They're probably, I don't know, three or four. One would be four and the other one's six. And where I've lived for 26 years, we're in the woods. And I mean almost 4 acres of woods. No neighbors see neighbors in the summer when the leaves are. You can't see another soul. And when they'd get really dirty, we'd hose them off with a hose out in the yard, lather them up, hose them off, and then they'd run around and play in their flip-flops and dry. And I have a really cute picture of them sitting in. They make these little kid-sized lawn chairs, those webbed cheap lawn chairs. They make them in little kiddie size. And I have a picture of them sitting in the sun, drying. And they're little wieners. They're just sitting in naked little bodies. They're just little kids that just took a shower outside and they're sunning themselves. It's just a cute picture. I can't believe that with all the rotten, really, really horrible stuff there is in the world, that people want to accuse an innocent parent of, look, let's go back, oh my goodness, almost 60 years. There's a picture that either my dad or my mother took of me, and I've mentioned it before. I loved ham. I've always loved ham, especially country ham. And my mother apparently had baked a ham, and it's sitting on the kitchen counter, and I can't reach it. So I ran in the kitchen naked right out of the bath or shower or something, thinking nobody would know. And I climb up on a chair to get a piece of that ham, and somebody snapped a picture of it. So there's me, little naked boy, getting a piece of ham. There's nothing pornographic about it. We need to focus our attention on things that really are issues. And so here's my subject. And it's a pretty heavy one, but I think it's going to be very interesting. If you're listening and you've ever been accused of doing something horrible, despicable, and you didn't do it, and somebody, either just to be vindictive, get revenge, for whatever reason, accused you of something horrible, and you didn't do it, and you know you didn't do it, and eventually you were proven to be innocent. But by then, the damage is done. And I'll set the stage by just telling you before I ask for your calls. And all we need is a first name. But I'd love to hear, because I think there are more stories like this than we realize. I happen to personally know of a case of a friend of mine and his wife, when she decided she wanted a divorce and she met somebody else, to ensure that she got custody, she accused her husband, and I knew this guy, of raping their little three-year-old daughter. And he didn't do it. And accused him of also raping their little son. And I'm going to tell you something. You talk about ruining a guy's life.
That's evil.
Well, later on, I had a chance to talk to the kids when they became grown. And they said they remembered being coached by their mom and being told exactly what to say to the authorities so that it would look like daddy had raped them. I had lunch with this guy one day, and he sobbed. He sat at lunch, and he sobbed, and he said, "I am so close to going to prison for something I didn't do." And he said, "You know me, and you know. Do you think I said, "No, I absolutely don't believe it." Well, he took, the FBI gave him a polygraph test twice. He passed them both with flying colors. That, I think, and he even said, was literally what kept him from going further with prosecution and putting him in jail, because the kids were so little that there's a point where if they're not of a certain age, the courts tend to, I don't know, they really believe that what the kids are saying, were they coached? But his life was turned upside down, and he's dead, and he died in his 50s, and I guarantee you that's what killed him. The stress of that killed
him. Oh, absolutely,
yeah. And he went on, and he remarried, and he had two beautiful girls, and never laid a hand on them. There was never even a hint. And here's what the other thing I'll tell you. Once a pedophile, always a pedophile. If you are that monster, and you get married again, eventually, somehow, some way, you will do something to the other kids. And he never did. And I would go to my grave defending this guy, because I'm telling you right now, he was innocent. And any woman who would accuse her husband, just to get out of a marriage and get custody, just to get what she wanted, of raping their children, should burn in hell and should be exposed for what she is publicly, and her life should be ruined, not his. But once that seed is planted and once the accusation is out there, it's over. Good luck getting a job. Good luck meeting anybody. He did, thank goodness, a wonderful woman, and had these kids. So if you've ever been accused falsely and pretty much wrecked your life, even though now the world... We like to think the world knows you're innocent, but all the world really wants to concentrate on is the accusation. That's really all they remember. Oh yeah, that was that guy that was accused of. They don't remember what showed up on page 6.
The correction, right, is always in the back of the.
All right. Well, as far as traffic goes, we had a stall that has just been cleared off of northbound 270, a little bit north of Doherty Ferry. It was in the left center lane, so traffic should be returning to normal there. You are running a little bit slow, though, westbound on 70 between the Earth City Expressway to the Blanchard Bridge. Everything else around town is running well, and this traffic report is brought to you by Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Catch the all-you-can-eat Crab Fest Friday night, tonight, from 4:30 till 9:30, featuring endless snow crab legs. Just $29.99 and eat the buffet only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on McGraw in the Morning.
Hope you're enjoying the weekend. From all accounts, Black Friday was great for the retailers. What about Monday for the online retailers? It's Cyber Monday. We'll find out more about that, plus Scott Crothers with the markets, and we'll talk a little Mizzou football with Mike Kelly. Join us Monday morning.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Talk of St. Louis, the Big 550 KTRS.
At Ackerman Toyota, we know price matters. That's why our sales are up over 30% from last year. More and more people are coming to the city for their new Toyota for one reason: low prices. Plus, our new Toyotas come with a lifetime engine warranty. Right now, get 0% financing for 60 months on 8 great Toyotas. Lease a new 2012 Camry for just $239 a month. Stop in this weekend and get a $20 gift card just for test driving a new Toyota. Ackerman Toyota. Price matters.
One card per customer while supplies last. Offers plus tax, title, license, $92 administration fee with approved credit, $239 per month for 24 months, $25.99 down, zero security deposit, expires 12/1/12. We'll be right back.
At Ackerman Toyota, we know price matters. That's why our sales are up over 30% from last year. More and more people are coming to the city for their new Toyota for one reason. Low prices. Plus, our new Toyotas come with a lifetime engine warranty. Right now, get 0% financing for 60 months on 8 great Toyotas. Lease a new 2012 Camry for just $239 a month. Stop in this weekend and get a $20 gift card just for test driving a new Toyota. Ackerman Toyota. Price matters.
One card per customer while supplies last. Offers plus tax, time, license, and $92 administration fee with approved credit. $239 per month for 24 months. $25.99 down. Zero security deposit. Expires 12/1/12.
Now is a great time to head to the forest, Sherwood's Forest, St. Louis's premier nursery and garden center on 2651 Barrett Station Road between Manchester and Doherty Ferry Roads. Sherwood's Forest has just opened a 3,000 square foot tropical and seasonal gift plant greenhouse just in time for holiday gift giving. Choose from hundreds of miniature poinsettias, bonsais, lucky bamboo plants, orchids, and bromeliads. For the outside, Bloodgood maples, Oshio Benny maples, and Baccarai blue spruce have just arrived. All installations by Sherwood's Forest are guaranteed for 2 full years. So, for a great selection of tropical plants and seasonal gift plants, head to the forest, Sherwood's Forest, 2651 Barrett Station Road, a mile and a half west of I-270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry Road. Call 314-966-0028 or visit their website at sherwoods-forest.com. Sherwood's Forest is open 7 days a week.
Hey, you know why thousands of homeowners have had their homes coated with RhinoShield permanent ceramic coating? To eliminate the hassle and expense of painting year after year after year. With RhinoShield's 25-year warranty, you coat your home once and you're done, guaranteed. And guys, not only can you scratch painting your home every few years off your honey-do list, RhinoShield comes in your favorite color, the color that makes your wife happy. RhinoShield is perfect for wood, brick, stucco, hardy board, steel, and vinyl. And unlike vinyl, RhinoShield resists mold and mildew. So why wait? Call now for your free estimate. 877-25-RHINO. RhinoShield permanent ceramic coating for your home or business. 877-25-RHINO.
Don't paint, don't vinyl, go RhinoShield.
Never paint your house again.
RhinoShield.
RhinoShield permanent ceramic coating. It's more affordable than you think. Call 877-25-RHINO or visit 877-25-RHINO.com.
Problem. Your skin is dry. Your throat is scratchy. And yow! Static shock. Think you can have a comfortable, healthy home with a portable humidifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air humidifier, you get the perfect amount of soothing moisture in every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it and, it's comfortable. It's healthier. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
Call Scott Lee Heating Company. Serving St. Louis and Western Illinois, or visit scottleyheating.com.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Saturday at Ace, get 50% off one regular priced item under $30 with your Saturday coupon. Find and print the coupon at acehardware.com.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Limit one coupon per household. Offer only valid Saturday, November 24th. Must present coupon to redeem offer.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Additional conditions and other exclusions apply.
Hi there, it's Frank Opinion. For some reason, some people seem to be curious about our personal lives. Dan, Peon, me, you know, what's your home life like? Well, let's take this Thanksgiving holiday, for example. Typically, my wife gets up about 5 o'clock in the morning, Thanksgiving morning, and then she starts the process, the cooking, the dressing, the turkey, the cranberry sauce, the ambrosias. No, wait a minute. Oh, you know what? I was thinking of my mother. That's right. Okay, forget that. That doesn't happen at our house. I don't really know what it is that happens at your house, but apparently right now you're on the way somewhere, probably in your car, and you're listening to this, what we call the best of, meaning it's just the best of whatever we could find that could be even remotely good. So thank you for listening, not only now, but for all the days that you've listened over the years. And if you're new to the show, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. We'll be back live on Monday on the Big 550 KTRS. All right, here's the deal. And I want you to light these phones up because I know you're out there and you can have complete anonymity. This coach up in Minnesota, Todd Hoffner, some pictures on his cell phone, had his cell phone repaired, his own little children, cute little pictures of them with no clothes on, and this guy is fighting charges of child pornography. They seized his computer, not a trace of anything else but his own children, not in any sort of sexual situations, just, again, another quick example. We have a jacuzzi tub upstairs. It came with the house when we bought it. When the kids were little, they'd get in, I'd put bubble bath in there, and it you hit the jacuzzi, and it just foams and overflows over the tub. I mean, the suds over the tub, and they thought that, and I've got pictures of them standing in the tub using the soap suds to make hats and shoulder pads, and that's not child pornography. It's kids being kids. Rich is on the phone. One more time, let me get the phone numbers out here. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Rich, how are you?
Great. Hi, Frank and gang.
Hey, Rich.
How are you?
Hey,
what's your story, Rich?
Well, it's two quick questions. I'll throw them out real fast for you. I was babysitting my nephew. He was maybe 3 or 4, and he was fidgeting, and he was crossing his legs when he was walking, so I knew he had to go to the bathroom. But he had these engineer bibs on, and he goes, I can't get these off. So these were buttons, and I guess it was kind of new, so they were kind of hard to get through. So I got them off, and he looks up at me. He goes, I'm going to tell my mom you took all my clothes off.
What?
Whoa, this now, your nephew?
How old was he?
He was maybe 3 or 4 or something.
Wow. So what happened?
I guess he didn't tell, or I told it ahead of time or something, and everything was okay. But, I mean, it's a pretty scary thought that some maybe 4-year-old's going to tell his mom that he took all his clothes off.
And you know, I got to tell you something else. I think that these kids see so much of this stuff. It's one thing to say to your kids, you know, don't talk to strangers. If somebody offers you candy, don't get in the car. But we've gotten to the point where if even a relative takes a kid to the bathroom, maybe the kids have been so frightened and told that, if this happens, they might very well go, he tried to do something to my pee-pee or something. When all you're doing is just taking the bathroom.
Boy, yeah, times are so bad. There's been a couple times my mom babysits my niece and nephew on Wednesdays, and there's been times I've gone to the park to meet them, but I've gotten there early, and I feel I start to walk over there to the playground area to see if they're there yet, but I feel weird and people looking at me, you know, as an adult by yourself walking around the...
You don't know how to behave when kids are around.
Yeah.
Because you don't... My wife's friend's son was 3 to 5 or something. He was at daycare, and he did one of those, I'll show you mine if you show me yours. And they ended up calling the police. The boy had to get psychoanalyzed.
Oh, my goodness.
And he wasn't allowed back in there until this and that. It was just horrendous.
Rich, thank you for the call.
Got it.
All right, we're off to Fred. Fred, how are you?
You're fine. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. What's your story, Fred?
It was about 7 years ago. I had a coworker accuse me of going to shoot her, and I got fired and lost my job over it.
Whoa, hold it. She accused you of planning to shoot her?
Yes.
And how did she come up with this?
I have no idea. I was at the time. It was the day before I was going to take a concealed carry permit class.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I got called down to the Human Resources Department and said that this woman had claimed that when I got my permit, I was going to kill her.
And so she can make this up, and whether it's true or not, you lose your job.
Right, exactly. She had said that I'd been bringing...
Bizarre.
Gun magazines and pamphlets and stuff to work. And
so
all this.
What?
I'd been doing it for 15 years. I was there for 15 years.
And you got fired over that.
It was her word against mine.
Wow.
And I lost.
Isn't that unbelievable? I don't know, man. Fred, thank you for the story.
Thank you. Bye.
I luckily, I've never had... I don't know. I've never had to... go and try to save my name or reputation like these guys. Don, hello, Don. How are you?
I'm doing fine, AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's your story? Isn't it interesting? Isn't it interesting, by the way, that men are calling? Because I think the great majority of the victims here of these accusations are going to be men. They just are. But because the truth is, most of the perverts and the weirdos and the monsters are men. Don, what's your story?
Well, you know, you're right about that. It's a misconception. I was babysitting my niece, Brianna. Okay? She's over at my house. And I got the TV on. I met her around the kitchen. I walked back in the living room. Brianna is down into her underwear. She, you know how kids are. She's like 4 years old, takes off her clothes off down to her underwear. I said, Brianna, put your clothes back on, or I'm going to tell your mom. And she puts her clothes on and stuff, and I left it at that. And then about 2 months later, I'm at my niece Nikki's house. We're sitting there with Nikki's friend, this other girl at the kitchen table. And Brianna, she did the same thing at Nikki's house. She starts, you know how kids are. She strips down to underwear, you know, and Nikki's like, Brianna, put your clothes on. Brianna, this little four-year-old girl, says, I took my clothes off at Uncle Don's house. I about fell over. Those two girls are looking at me like I'm crazy, and like, you know, I'm some kind of pervert. I look over at Brianna, and I said, Brianna, what did I tell you? She says, if you don't put your clothes back on, I'm going to tell your mom.
Well, thank goodness.
And after that, I was like, Nikki, I don't know if I can babysit Brianna anymore, you know, because it scared the life out of me.
Because
those kind of accusations can ruin your reputation and ruin your whole life.
Well, they have ruined a lot of people's lives. Don, thank you for the story.
You're welcome.
I'm trying to get as many as I can in here before we have to break. Mike is with us. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Your story.
I got something about 25 years ago. I worked for a very large department store as undercover security.
Okay.
And 3 days before Christmas, I told a young lady, hey, you look very, very nice today. An hour later, I was fired for sexual harassment.
You said you, that's all you said? You
that's
very
all
nice.
I said. And I seen her about 2 months later, and I said, why'd you do it? She was like 16. She says, because I wanted to see if I could.
Wow.
Man, it's amazing the power that they...
Can you be punished if you say to a woman, you look like crap? I don't think you can.
Oh, yeah. No, you'd get fired for that, too, I'm sure.
Man, are you not attractive?
Man, you look horrible.
Either way.
Yeah. You're butt ugly.
All right, Frank, thanks.
Hey, Mike, thank you for the call. We can work Chris in here, too. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. I was just listening to you guys, and I was telling my wife the other day, you know, anybody that messes with any kids should be in some deep, deep trouble. But, man, it's like they're guilty before, you know?
Yep.
It's all over the news.
And it's amazing how, I mean, we have all these teachers nowadays, female teachers.
Well, I couldn't be a teacher.
And it's amazing how the difference is in punishment for, you know, the females as opposed to a male teacher doing something with a female student.
So, Chris, do you have a story?
Hey, no, I ain't got a story, but... I don't know how long you've been on the radio, but I've been listening to you for a long time.
I've been on the radio for 75 years.
Hey,
it's been a long grind.
Way before 9/11, me and some buddies went over to a Cardinal game, an afternoon game. We got all boozed up, and we had those big foam Cardinal hats you put on your head.
Sure.
And I lied my way all the way up to the top and went from booth to booth eating all their food and drinking their beer. I just told them Frank said I could come up there.
Well, hey, you know what? Good for you. I'm glad it worked for you, Chris. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, and I went down and stood by the limo, and I said hi to you and shook your hand. You probably don't remember because it was so long ago.
Well, hold on. I was in a limo?
Yeah, I had a limo downstairs waiting to pick you up.
Hold on. When was this?
Oh, this was like, geez, I'm thinking probably... Let's see.
Well, you said around 9/11.
20 years ago? No, it was way before that.
Way before 9/11.
I would lie my way up to the top of that before, you know, now. But
it had to be in the 80s.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Okay, because, you know what? Here's what's funny. I did go to a game one time in a limousine. It was a station promotion, and there was a winner, and we picked the winner up, and we took a limo. So that's the only time I've ever been to a game in a limo. I'm glad I got...
afternoon game, to be honest with you, I don't remember who was playing, but we had a ball. We got all boozed up. And
well,
we
I'm glad.
We were standing outside, and a limo driver's like, what are you doing? I said, I'm waiting for Frank. He told me to wait for him.
Well, good for you, man. Good for you. Thank you, Chris.
You're real nice, and I just want to tell you I enjoy your show.
Well, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Peon, can I work one more in?
Sure.
Tim, let's get Tim in here. Hello, Tim.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Been listening to you for years. Can't believe I finally called in, but it just kind of hits a nail on the head. I just recently got divorced, and the last straw was when I talked to my neighbor and heard many, many stories, but the story that she told them, I guess for whatever reason, was I put a gun to her head.
Now, wait, hold on. Your ex-wife said you put a gun to her head?
Yes. Currently, she was still my wife, and it was the last straw. And then I guess a week ago, I was talking with her, and because my wife's called up and said, well, that was an absolute blankety-blank lie. And I said, well, yes, it is. That's my whole point. And apparently she goes, but the gun wasn't loaded. So how does it was the last straw to a divorce, and now she can't realize why I won't let her over for weekends or an evening, because you never know what type of accusation there was. I went to get an OP order and couldn't do that because I was a man. I'm talking to the woman's crisis hotline, and there is no man crisis hotline.
No.
There's points where women can have that, but...
All right, let me ask you a question. First of all, did you ever put a gun to her head loaded or unloaded?
Never.
Okay.
Never.
And her way of sort of backpedaling was to say, well, I went and told them later it was unloaded.
Well, whatever, but I was in town last Sunday and heard this from a manager of a store in a very, very small town of 1,500 people. We don't even have a stoplight. And these little rumors, they pass very, very quickly.
Oh, they do. And most people tend to want to believe them, so to a lot of people, you're a maniac. You're a monster.
Correct. Now my neighbors have seen all this, and they're like, well, there was one distruth, now there's another mistruth, and anyways, it's coming back at her. And it's
anyway.
Well, Tim.
I did it again. Okay.
You know what? I appreciate you sharing the story. Thank you for calling.
You're very welcome.
All right. Thanks. Yeah, here they come. Now they're coming out of the woodwork, and there are lots of them out there.
Well, as far as traffic goes, about the only real slowdown you have on the interstates is if you're going westbound 70, and that's running a little bit west of Highway 270 up to the Blanchett Bridge. You can expect some heavy traffic if you're around some of the shopping areas in South County at Lima and Lindbergh, also up on Manchester if you're around West County Mall. But everything else is running pretty well this afternoon. And this traffic report is brought to you by Carfax. Buying a used car is a smart move. Just learn more about what you're getting into with a Carfax Vehicle History Report. It can help you buy the right car at the right price. Just say, show me the Carfax. Ask your dealer or go to Carfax.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Chocolatier Wines from Lore Distributing and Firetail Brands. Chocolatier Wines with four-time proven lime love flavors, chocolate-covered cherry, turtle, milk chocolate, and peppermint patty, and the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Do your toes get frostbitten every time you walk past your front door?
My feet are cold.
Or perhaps you find yourself going the long way through the living room just to avoid that awful draft.
My toes are like popsicles.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnarr's Hardware. And if you're tired of your toes turning to popsicles every winter, it might be time to try some of my favorite winterizing techniques. For a quick, easy fix, you could try cord weather stripping, which will do the job without damage when you remove it in the spring. Not using that door or window till spring? 3M window film will seal it off until warm weather returns. Or my personal favorite, the automatic door bottom. The automatic door bottom seals the gap between the bottom of the door and the threshold, and just like a spaceship door from an 80s sci-fi movie, it automatically lowers when the door closes and rises when it opens. Stop by Schnarr's before it gets too cold, and we will help you pick the winterizing technique that is best for you.
That's better.
Schnarr's Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnarrs.com.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer from Lane House Construction. And I want to remind you that Lane House Construction is your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. So if it's leaking, call Lane House Construction. We're an A-rated member of the BBB, and Qualified Remodeler Magazine has ranked us as number 228 in the country for exterior remodeling. We have two locations to service the entire St. Louis metro area. Give us a call, 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Dear Honda,
Thanks for giving my boyfriend Jake a great deal during your Happy Honda Days sales event. He said it's the perfect time to get a new Civic. It could be because the dealers are giving great deals on new Civics, but I think it means he's ready to pop the question. Plus, with the money he saved, I'm thinking giant rock. Love, Shelley Evans, Nay Brown.
More happiness with every Honda during the Happy Honda Day sales event. Now's the time to get a great deal like 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers on the 2012 Civic. Visit your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Once again, we're here on location at one of the Rain Tunnel Express car washes to see if it is true that you can eliminate the mud, the salt, tree sap, and decorative contributions by birds for as little as $5. Less expensive than those other guys.
And this time, we're in car.
Here we go.
Here comes the spray as Rain Tunnel Express uses the car cleaning method specified in your owner's manual.
Oh, man, here's the shampoo.
Rain Tunnel Express uses the most advanced shampoos and polishing agents to protect your car.
And now you can save money with gift cards that never expire.
Get 5 downpour washes for $20.
You save $5.
Get 5 monsoon washes for $40.
You save $10.
Order online at raintunnelexpress.com or at any of their locations in Sappington, Sunset Hills, and South County in Missouri, and in Granite City, Edwardsville, and Pontoon Beach in Illinois.
Oh, we're drying now.
I must say that going through the Rain Tunnel Express made everything beautifully clean. But here's a suggestion.
What?
Next time, let's put the convertible top up.
Yeah, but now I qualify for the carpool lane.
Oh, please.
Yeah, gets my glasses nice and clean.
Are you self-conscious about your crooked teeth when you smile? Well, now, thanks to Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care, there's a simple fix. Instead of braces, he uses Invisalign, and Dr. Bowen says the results are magical.
Some people come in the room looking down at the floor because they're embarrassed of their smile, and they don't want to show anyone their teeth. But, you know, people perceive them as being antisocial, and if we can straighten their smile out and give them confidence, it makes a huge difference in their life.
Do you see men or women coming in asking for Invisalign?
We see both. Businessmen that are in sales and women just want to have a more beautiful smile. I mean, it's the second most common thing people look at when they look at your face.
Dr. Bowen is convinced Invisalign will work for you. He'll give you a deal.
Through the end of the year, we're going to offer $500 off the Invisalign, and we're going to include a take-home whitening system with it.
Whiten and strengthen your teeth with Dr. Bowen and enjoy the benefits of a confident smile. B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com, and Invisalign.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world. Streaming live at KTRS.com. Depend on it.
From ABC News.